Now, I move on now to the imprecatory part of it. Verse 22, let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Now, that's quoted, as you well know, in Romans. And it's quoted in reference to the loss. And since it's in the New Testament, I see nothing unchristian about it. I'm afraid these imprecatory prayers have been greatly misunderstood. When you put them back in the position that they should be put in, this is a judgment that he's pronouncing upon the lost. He says here, verse 25, let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. That is quoted, you'll remember, by Peter in the book of Acts. And then I move on in verse 26, for they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. Now, I have a suggestion to make here. You will find it in my book on Revelation, when the Lord said something about blotting out the name out of the book of life. Now, that was a warning. He didn't do it. And the question arises, would he ever have done it? The suggestion that I've made, it's not original with me at all, it's one of the many explanations for that passage. And the suggestion is here, let them be blotted out of the book of the living. That when you're born, you're put in God's book of the living, and I take it that you're made a candidate for salvation. And I think when you're blotted out, that you've crossed over the line, and you're no longer a candidate for salvation. And he says, and not be written with the righteous. I would think that that would be the reasonable explanation of this. Now, this psalm closes with, oh, what a glorious song of praise. I will praise the name of God with a song, will magnify him with thanksgiving. Verse 30. You see, he came in humiliation. He's coming back in exaltation. And the only ones that'll be in heaven are the redeemed. Now, friends, there are just two kinds of people in the world today. Lost people, saved people. Redeemed sinners and unredeemed sinners. You can distinguish very easily which one you're in. And then always you have this, God's poverty program, verse 33, for the Lord heareth the poor, and he despiseth not his prison. God is going to bring justice to this earth someday. Won't be here till he gets here.